Chapter 2. What is a trusted advisor? None of us begins our career as a trusted advisor, but that is the status to which most of us aspire. We usually begin as vendors, performing a specific task or one-off service, employing our technical skills. We may perform with excellence and expertise, but our activities are limited in scope. At the next level, the client may sense that we possess capabilities not directly related to our original area of expertise. When operating at this level, we begin to focus on our ability to solve more general problems and not solely on our technical mastery. Our clients see us increasingly this way as well, and begin to call upon us for issues with more breadth and earlier on in the initial defining stages of their problems. At the third level, valuable resource, we might be consulted on broad strategy issues related to our specific expertise, but not limited only to that expertise. We are no longer seen through the client's eyes as having just technical expertise or problem-solving ability, but we are seen in terms of our ability to put issues in context and to provide perspective. We begin to offer advice proactively and to identify issues in their organizational context. The highest level, the pinnacle, is that of trusted advisor, in which virtually all issues, personal and professional, are open to discussion and exploration. The trusted advisor is the person the client turns to when an issue first arises, often in times of great urgency, a crisis, a change, a triumph, or a defeat. Issues at this level are no longer seen merely as organizational problems, but also involve a personal dimension. Becoming a trusted advisor at the pinnacle level requires an integration of content expertise with organizational and interpersonal skills. These levels are a function of both breadth of issues and depth of personal relationship. By breadth of issues, we mean the range of business issues in which the advisor gets involved. By depth of personal relationship, we mean the extent to which the client permits us to address their personal relationship to the issues at hand and the business at large. We do not suggest that a professional operating at level one is doing something wrong. Far from it. Most of our daily professional lives are spent operating at levels one and two. Relatively little of our time is spent actually working at levels three and four.